Chris Ballas of the Wolverine.com. Wolverines looking, they got their one down. They get 15 more players drafted. They'll set an all-time record for a single draft from a single school. And J.J. McCarthy, not a surprise, Chris, that he ends up a Minnesota Viking.
No, I thought that's where he was probably going to end up. You could tell that he had a relationship with them. And it was interesting. One of the things he said was everybody in his class talked about how they wanted to play for the Vikings and how that offense would be fun to play in. And I'm glad for him, right? Because this is a guy who, after the Penn State game last year, he went up to his coach, Sharon Moore, when they only ran eight times. He said, man, don't you trust me? You know, and he's sitting there waiting his turn. And this guy, if he played in an Oregon type of offense or something like that, would have been put up just crazy numbers. But he just wanted to win. And that's the kind of guy that you want in the NFL. Obviously, you want a guy that can make all the throws and do everything. But you also want that guy that's a complete team player. I thought, for example, you know, he'd be great as a Lion just because that's he's a Dan Campbell type of guy. But it's going to be hard, you know, with it being in the Lions division. We're going to be rooting for the kid. But I have no doubt that he's going to have a great career in the NFL.
Well, and where he's set up to succeed, when you look at Jefferson, who may be the best receiver in the game, you throw in Addison, you look at Hawkinson, who will be coming back from the blown-out knee. Come on. And a really offensive-minded head coach, he's in the perfect spot. And I believe you're going to see a quarterback that you might have seen in that win at Ohio State, flashes second half against TCU when he had a subpar first half. But I think he is going to be a great NFL QB.
No, I agree with you 100%. And we all know that he can throw, and we've seen it. And when they've asked him to do it, he's done it. But, you know, the main thing and what he said, you know, when he left Michigan was, you know, it didn't matter to me. You know, he didn't think it was going to affect his draft stock, and frankly, it didn't. You know, how many people would have predicted he would be a top 10 guy after last year, you know, going into the season, and not very many. So it's not like the offense held him back. All it did was prove that he is the ultimate teammate, and I think a lot of teams saw that. The Vikings obviously did, too. So, but all you have to do is just, you know, watch his, listen to what his teammates say about him as a leader and as a captain. And it is unfortunate for him that he won't leave here as a Michigan captain. I know that was one of his dreams, but I think when everybody looks back at him, they will understand he was as much a leader of this Michigan football team and program as anybody.
Yeah, now you're looking at day two tonight. In downtown Detroit, the NFL draft day three tomorrow. And I mentioned that number. They're 15 selections away from having the most ever from a school in a single season drafted into the NFL. And, you know, there's a laundry list here in the second round where some could pop up. I think could be third round heavy with Michigan guys. Sanders still looks like he's the highest rated best available right now on the CBS board. You got Chris Jenkins, also projected to be a second rounder or close to it. And then you got Junior Colson and Roman Wilson. And, you know, I really think Blake Corum's going to be a good pro. There's a side of me, Chris, that thinks Corum's going to end up with Harbaugh somehow in San Diego.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. One of the reasons I think they have an opportunity to break that record is because you've got three guys as head coaches now, right, with Harbaugh, and you've got Mike McDonald and John Harbaugh that understand how valuable these guys are and what they bring to the table. I don't think you're going to see them. For example, Zach Zinter is going to be a steal for somebody, right? Some teams might take a pass on him and say, well, he had the broken leg, but he's already running on it. We've seen the clips of him going back and forth and doing drills and putting weight on it. So it's not like it was a bad injury with ligaments and everything else. It was a clean break. So I could see him going higher than expected. And then some of those guys in the later rounds, right? You know, the Trevor Keegans, guys like that. You're going to see maybe one of those three coaches take them. And rather than be maybe free agents, you're going to see these guys get snapped up by those guys. So they've got a chance, and it just goes to show you how deep that team was last year, man. I don't know that we'll ever see another team like that in Ann Arbor, and what a great job they did, not just taking them, but developing them into NFL players.
Yeah, Colson's projected as a third rounder. Blake Corum, CBS has him projected low fourth round, high fifth round. Do you think he's going that low?
I don't. I don't think there's any way that he – I think he'll get drafted in the third round. And, again, it could be one of those – the big three from Michigan that takes him. But this guy is just a – he's a football player. And, you know, everybody looks at his size. And to me, that plays to his advantage, the way he's so built, so close, low to the ground, but he's got such powerful legs. I think he's going to be a great pro with those feet of his. So it'll be fun to see where they go. But I thought it was a great event last night. I thought Detroit, man, what a feather in their cap, and how much fun. And I have a feeling, Bill, that down the road, you know, listening to that crowd and the way that the crowd was at Detroit, this is going to be a destination place for a lot of people, like it was for the Red Wings for so many years. The fans are so passionate that that people are going to want to play here. And nice to see that turnaround finally for the Lions.
Yeah, and the roar for Arnold, and I played that audio, Chris, before we went to you, where there's that roar is goosebumps all day long. And I didn't hear it because we were inside our 313 draft bash at the Caucus Club, but I saw it afterwards, tweeted out by the Lions. And I'm like, you know, because everyone knew what I was saying all week long, that they needed to trade up, that they're in the win-now mode. They were maybe a play away, or at least a quarter away, from going to the Super Bowl, or a half, you could even push it back. So they went out, and they got the shutdown corner. And they're going, you know, third straight time going to Alabama, guys. They're taking athletes. They're taking dudes who are ready to step in and start and play and make plays. Yep.
And great culture guys, too. Yeah, Nick Saban said he's one of the best guys he ever coached. And you could see it. You know, it used to be in the past that these guys would pray not to get drafted by the Lions. And I would joke about that on your show, right? Oh, God, please don't let them take me, you know, in the Matt Millen days. And now, guys, like I said, they want to play there. And you could see the reaction, how genuine it was last night. And that, hey, you know, we're going to win a Super Bowl. And it's not a joke when he's saying that. They've got an opportunity here. And he has an opportunity to be one of those pieces that really helps make it happen. So it's fun. We've been waiting our whole lives for this, Bill. Let's be honest. And for the Lions to be like this. So to see that and to see it happen in Detroit and to see guys actually want to play here is really pretty cool.
Building a dynasty, and people will look at me, shake their head, and I'll say, no, they're still young. They're going to get a bigger window than the Bengals had. Longer, I mean. Same thing with the Bills. I'm telling you, on paper going into the draft yesterday, as I mentioned, from our live broadcast before the 313 bash, I said they're top four team on paper right now. Now you throw Arnold in, and look how young they still are. Look every ownership, front office, coaches, leadership. Look at the chance of Jared Goff on stage last night. It's just, you know, and St. Brown telling people to start chanting Jared Goff and how selfless that this team is, the culture. They're everything. You can go old school bad boys. You can go the grind line. You can go to the new school bad boys with Big Ben and Chauncey. This team has earned the respect of the people of Detroit, the state of Michigan, the Lions Nation. And to see what I witnessed yesterday, to hear what I've listened to last night and this morning, Detroit and the state of Michigan and the fan base showed the entire world how passionate, how good they are in terms of fan support, and that this team is close to being a dynasty.
Yeah, and it's one step at a time, right? They got to get their
I'm doing two Super Bowls in 5 years.
Okay. From your lips to God's ears, man, because
there's no slow roll anymore, Chris.
Okay. Well, I'll say this. It starts with one, right? Like with the Red Wings. And, you know, it's funny because people used to make fun of them for calling themselves Hockey Town. And, you know, every team that went through there and all these elite players, the Gretzky's and everything, said, man, it really is. You know, you can feel it when you go there. But when you go to a Lions game now, it's the same thing. It's unbelievable. You aren't going to get an atmosphere like that anywhere in the NFL. So they've got an opportunity. But it starts with culture, and that's what I love about it. You know, I can buy in because I understand when they took Aiden Hutchinson and it took them about 3 seconds to make their pick, I said, okay, you know, they understand that there are better athletes out there, but they're looking for football players and guys that can can actually that care and are really part of the culture, and that's what they're drafting to now. So that's why I'm excited. I really hope it's going to be a tougher schedule this year, obviously, but they got the pieces and they have guys in the front office that know what they're doing, Bill. And that's the biggest thing to me.
Yeah, and the schedule should be out. I think the schedule release tentative date is coming up a week from next Thursday. Rod Wood, the Lions president, did hint that he expects at least 6 primetime games. So if you take away Thanksgiving Day, that would be 5 other dates. One final thought on Michigan players, and can they break that record of 15 drafted by that Georgia team that whipped up on Michigan in the college football playoffs a couple years ago? A.J. Barner's projected as a fifth rounder. Zach Zenner is projected as a fifth rounder. This is via CBS Sports. So, you know, Barner hardly saw the field, and the dude could end up getting drafted in the NFL. That tells you how good that Michigan team was.
Yeah, unbelievable. And there are lots of coaches out there like Andy Reid and at Kansas City that love the Michigan guys too. And so you're going to see them. I really believe they're going to break it, Bill. It'll be fun to watch. It's going to be a busy couple of days for us at the Wolverine.com. We wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, Trevor Keegan projected as a 5th to 6th rounder. Same thing with Braden McGregor. Projected as a 5th to 6th rounder. So we'll see if they can get out there and break that record by Georgia. Boy, that would be something else if they could do it. Chris Ballas and the Wolverine.com team will be following the Michigan players drafted all weekend long at the Wolverine.com. Chris, thanks for the update.
You bet. Thanks, Billy.